Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day here at Honeydew Donuts in the south end of New Bedford. We're broadcasting from Walter Meneses' shop, Honeydew Donuts, right on Conway Street, right off Route 18. Come down. We'll be here till noon. We're also taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. It's Friday morning at 11 o'clock. So as we usually are, we're joined by Tom Hodgson, the former sheriff of Bristol County. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Chris. Great to be here.
Beautiful shop, right? You've been here before. We always have fun. We broadcast from Walter's store.
Well, I actually visited two Honeydews today. I went to the north end first by mistake, and now I'm here.
So. Me too, Sheriff. Let me ask you a question. Of course, you've been in public safety. First, you were a police officer. Before, you were the sheriff for 25 years. We had a really amazing, unfortunate, I call it terrorism, but I don't know what they're going to say it is, but the mass shooting at Brown University by a foreigner with a firearm, and then he went on to go up allegedly and kill a legal immigrant to the country, I think a citizen now, from Portugal, who's an MIT professor, in front of his family is what I'm understanding. The police caught him after he killed himself. You know, he was there. They didn't really catch him. They just found his corpse, right?
Yeah.
Your thoughts on all this, Tom?
Well, it's difficult to know what the motive was at this point. My sense is, I know he went to school. He went to where he shot the two students. He went to he was in that class years earlier.
Yes.
And then he also I think he went to school with the professor that was killed in Boston.
Yes.
So my sense is that this guy had obviously mental health problems, number one, but it sounds like he's resentful that those people had succeeded, he didn't,
right,
in that field, and it sounds to me possibly that's what may have motivated him. But very interesting case. The thing that troubled me about this whole thing, you know, normally when you have this kind of a situation, law enforcement are the ones that take the lead, that the microphone, they talk about as much as they can, but obviously are reserved in certain things they have to say. You had the mayor of Providence constantly looking to get the limelight and step up there, and then it created all kinds of questions about, you know, they didn't really know how to, I think, explain as it was going along in the appropriate way law enforcement would. So they got up there, and he and the governor, and they sat there, and the press were frustrated, and I get it, because they didn't know how to approach a press conference.
Politicians didn't.
Right, correct. And so, you know, you saw the chief of police standing in the background all the time while the mayor was doing his thing, and look, if they wanted to make some comment after law enforcement could give the press an update, as little or as extensive as it could be, fine. Say we're continuing the investigation, but you don't need to get up there and run the whole thing. And I really found that to be frustrating, and I do understand why the press did as well.
We have Tom Hodgson. Of course, we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts right here on Conway Street, Route 18. Why don't we go ahead and take a phone call? Here we got people calling in at 508-996-0500, except that they aren't anymore. They dropped off, but that's all right. If you want to call, it's 508-996-0500. You know, I understand that upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts will handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They will even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here in New Bedford, right on Route 18. We'd love to have you come by and have a flavored Red Bull drink or a sausage sandwich, or they got a breakfast cup. They got all kinds of great stuff here at Honeydew Donuts. Hank Turgeon, you're of course a retired police officer here in the city of New Bedford. What did you think of what happened at Brown University, the shooting, the manhunt, all of that stuff from a law enforcement professional?
Morning, Chris. Morning, Sheriff. I would say one of my first reactions was similar to what your caller said about the Jaws analogy.
Of the mayor, yeah.
They opened it up. They thought they had the guy. They opened everything up. They opened that perimeter, which gave this guy the opportunity to leave. And now we find out he left and went and killed an MIT professor.
Right.
So that, to me, was a huge, huge mistake. I don't know who made the call, but they were so quick to get behind that microphone and push themselves as the heroes, and it ended up being a mistake.
I wonder if what the sheriff is saying is correct. In other words, maybe that decision fell on the mayor to reopen the city as soon as they thought they had the guy. And that resulted, obviously, in the killing of the MIT professor, leaving the politicians in charge. May have been wrong.
Yeah, I agree, and we're seeing it a lot. And you would, Sheriff, you were talking about the mayor taking the microphone and chief in the background. We're seeing that all too often now, especially in some of the Democrat-run states where they want to get the press. They want to get out there when they think it's favorable to them. And then all of a sudden when it's not, they become tight-lipped and they don't want to talk about anything. Hey, we're going to end this conference right now. Yeah, because they got caught with their pants down. So it was bad for everybody involved. So
we have, of course, Tom Hodgson, and that's Hank Turgeon. Former chairman of the president of the police union here in the city of New Bedford. Tom, when you were the sheriff, you had a large law enforcement footprint that has been shrunk significantly now in Bristol County. Why is it important for the sheriff's office to have a big law enforcement presence, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, you know, you look at what happened at 9/11. If we didn't learn any other lesson, the one lesson that all of us, sheriffs, local law enforcement, and state and federal recognized was we needed to do a better job collaborating, sharing resources. That was the way we could maximize our potential to keep the people of our community safe. And over the years, during the time I was sheriff, I was able to work with all the local agencies, and we had all the PDs involved, many of them involved in our program to identify people who wandered, who may have suffered from autism with our Project Lifesaver program. We partnered with law enforcement on a number of different, including not just local, but state and federal, on a number of investigations where we had resources. Our canine could respond to communities where they may not be able to afford the trained canine that they had. So that partnership, you know, when you talk about keeping a community safe, the way you maximize that is you work with your partners. And we had great relationships with the law enforcement community because we weren't there to say, hey, we're more important than you are. We recognized that they were in the streets every day in the neighborhoods, every single day. They knew the lay of the land. That's why the feds have to rely on local law enforcement. They know the players. They know all the people that are involved. And so it cuts down. If they couldn't partner with local law enforcement, then you'd have federal and state agencies coming in trying to figure things out that they already had the answers to. So the collaboration is critically important, I believe, throughout the country. And it's not about one agency is better than another agency. It's we all wear the badge and take the same oath. And we have to partner with each other, which we could do here in Bristol County. We were very happy to have the opportunity to do that with all the local law enforcement people.
We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts right on Conway Street, right off Route 18 in the south end of New Bedford. Of course, we have Tom Hodgson, we have Hank Turgeon here with us as well. The foreigner with a firearm, right? He's Portuguese. Do we know yet if he has any connection to the greater New Bedford area? It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not aware of any, but you know, there's always the potential for that, given the number of people who are here.
After he committed the incident at Brown University, if he went up 95, he would have come right through Bristol County.
Absolutely. And but who knows at this point? I mean, there's still so much to be uncovered in this.
But nowhere near this Honeydew Donut, thank God.
No, and certainly not now.
Yeah. He won't be down for breakfast, folks.
Yeah, but thank God he didn't create more havoc for other people.
Right.
He's not going to be a problem anymore.
He was dispatched. Let me see here. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. We got a nice crowd down here at Honeydew Donuts. Come on down. It's Walter Moniz's shop. He's got another one in the North End. Just a great operation here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back. It's a beautiful day here at Honeydew Donuts. We're broadcasting live in the south end of New Bedford. Come on down and visit us. Get a meal. They got great food, great donuts. I see they got breakfast in a cup. We'll be here till noon. Coffee, Red Bull drinks. The only place you can get these flavored Red Bull drinks is here at Honeydew Donuts, courtesy of Walter Moniz. Of course, we're talking with Tom Hodgson, Hank Turgeon, about the Brown shooting that ended up in a suicide by the assailant in a storage locker in New Hampshire. I can't think of a worse way to die. But anyway, I'm sure there are. I just can't think of them. Of course, the greater New Bedford area is not immune to this. Hank, you were involved with the Boston Marathon bombing and the finding of the people involved. Now, talk about that, your experience.
Hold on one second. I'm just going to finish this cinnamon stick. Thanks, Walter Moniz. Excellent, these cinnamon sticks.
Nice.
The sheriff just touched on it about the collaboration that's needed in events like this, and we've seen a lot of that during the incident with the marathon bombers when the younger brother was reportedly hiding out here in the UMass Dartmouth campus. We flooded it. There were SWAT teams from Rhode Island. They flew in the FBI's HRT, their hostage rescue team, and Blackhawks with some of the Boston SWAT teams, and they landed right there at UMass. Incredible, incredible view to be had by all of us. And then we found two of his associates in New Bedford.
Yep.
We were promised the world after that, Chris. We were told we were going to get all this extra equipment because we took part in that. None of that ever really came to fruition. And that's why the other day when I called your show and I started talking about the lack of training in our schools,
yeah,
we're seeing it with Brown now. They're being reactive to what happened, and they're going to fix the problems they have. Now they're talking about cameras installed, all this stuff. I don't understand why the New Bedford school superintendent is not taking the steps now to get the training in place for those teachers and the students that's needed. I don't know if they're worried about scaring people or hurting their feelings, but there's a mindset out there, and the sheriff will know it all too well. It's the what if training. And if you get, even you driving home today, if you keep asking yourself the scenarios, what if somebody runs this red light? What if it's icy out and a car slides through? What am I going to do? Your mind has already processed that OODA loop, that observe, orient. I forget the other words, but your mind processes what it's going to do, and your reaction time is less. Why wouldn't you do that for the teachers? So when somebody does come in, they're not looking for their flash card to say, oh, now I got to lock the doors, and oh, I got to do this. They're already going to know it. It's going to be in the back of their mind. It's insane.
We, of course, are broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here in the city of New Bedford, right off Route 18. Come on down and say hello. Tom, what about the fact that you had a foreigner with a firearm? I don't know how he got the gun. I don't think it's in the public domain yet. But he may have actually got it legally. And we have foreigners, people with green cards, getting firearms. Some places are making them police officers. I see the president is going to try to get rid of that program. He's going to get rid of that program. Your thoughts on foreigners having firearms on the streets of America?
Well, I think it's, you know, unless they're working in the governmental capacity, and I don't mean as law enforcement, maybe right, at the federal level doing something, but short of that, I think you become an American citizen, and then you have the right,
right,
to bear arms. But in the meantime, if you're not, then you don't qualify to even access any kind of weapon.
Tom, what about the fact that this guy overstayed his student visa? He dropped out of Brown University, came over, a bright guy, got into their PhD, and then he just wandered around, I guess. His last known address was Miami. That's what we need to tighten up, right? These overstaying of the visas. Audubon Brown University, I don't mean to, you know, kick the victim, but Brown University as an institution, shouldn't they have notified somebody in the federal, maybe they did, in the federal government, this guy's no longer a student?
Well, yeah, you would think so. You know, but then again, you know, they have a homeless person. Thank God the guy came forward, but he's living in the basement of that building where the shooting took place. You know,
possibly the new governor, Tom Hodgson.
Yes. No.
The crowd is saying, are you the new governor, Tom?
Yeah. Thank you. Well, anyway, so the whole point is that, yeah, there has to be, and President Trump's very focused on this. He wants to make sure that the American people are protected. If you want to have the same rights that the American citizens have, then you become a citizen. But don't expect that you're going to get, as we've seen with the benefits that people have been getting, right? We just saw that SNAP situation that happened, the fraud of 7 million or more,
yes,
in Boston. How is this allowed to happen, right? And it is because the people who are responsible
aren't responsible.
They're not responsible.
Right?
They're not responsible. They're getting into all this DEI nonsense, and they're saying, you know, oh, you know, we'll decide who has to follow the law and who doesn't.
Right.
And that's why we're in the situation we're in right now. But to Hank's point earlier about the schools, you know, I can't think of a place more important to be able to solidify and upgrade security, because we know how violent societies become. People just don't. They don't seem to care about and value life anymore. It's sort of like settle your problems through violence, because you don't know how to communicate anymore what your issues are and try to resolve them that way, and that really escalates the threat to the kids in these schools. They need to make sure that they do, as Hank was saying, shore up the security there.
We have Tom Hodgson. Of course, we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here in the south end of New Bedford. We got some people on hold. Let's go to that first caller. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning to your guests. I have a
good
question,
morning.
Maybe,
morning,
on the shooter. Maybe one of you can explain. He came here on a student visa, and he stayed here for years, I understand. Then the question is, he applied for permanent residence, and he was accepted. What is permanent residence? That means you can stay here forever? And you don't
green card. Green card.
Citizen?
Well, under previous administrations, it basically did mean that. But it means you get a green card. But, yeah, he was bouncing around, and I don't know what he was doing. It seems like about 17, 25 years. But yeah, all that means is a green card. I know other news broadcasts have said he might have been a naturalized citizen. I don't believe that's accurate. I think he was just here on a green card.
Well, it just goes to show you they have to really improve this immigration laws. I mean, the way it is now, it's kind of stinks.
Yeah, and people die because of it. You know, think about it. And here's the really one of the bad parts, right? In addition to the two kids who died down at down at Brown University, what about the professor from MIT who was making major breakthroughs in fusion energy? He's now been terminated. It's absolutely outrageous. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell the caller, the Democrat Party is trying to fix the immigration problem. If you look at our own Seth Moulton, he's pushing a bill right now to make sure that their legal fees are paid for by your tax dollar. Absolutely insane. That's their fix. Make sure that our tax dollar goes to make sure that their lives are protected. which I want everyone to be protected, but we shouldn't be paying for that protection. They should be fighting their own battles. If they feel they have a legal fight, let them hire their attorneys. But instead, we're trying to pass Massachusetts legislation to give them our tax money to fight it.
It's absolutely crazy. Carla, what do you think? Do you support the president getting rid of this diversity lottery for visas?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Thank you for calling 508-996-0500 so you can get on the program. Tom, we're, of course, in the middle of a governor's fight. I saw Governor McKee. I didn't think his performance was that strong, but have we heard from Governor Healey on any of this stuff?
I have not heard anything from Governor Healey on this, not sure if she'll even make a statement, but she should,
right.
Given what happened in Brooklyn.
I mean, is she going... Look, the supermajority Democrats are all about paying the legal fees for immigrants that overstay their visa, illegal aliens. Are they going to pay the damages for what this guy did?
Well, yeah. And you know, look, I think it's pretty clear. I'm sure that many of the listeners are aware. Mara Healey's not the forthright governor that we had hoped we would have. She's... You know, we've had our own experience here in Bristol County with back in the day when we had the situation where she misrepresented things. She intentionally wrote a report that was completely incompetent for someone that
about
was
your facility.
To, yeah, yeah, about the incident that happened at the ICE facility. I mean, I was the person in charge. At the time the incident happened, was there from the beginning of the incident all the way to the end, and I'm the only one that was hurt in an unprovoked attack that started.
I saw the bruises.
Yeah, yeah. And Mara Healey, who decided she wanted to invest in an investigation, didn't even interview me. She wouldn't interview me because she knew I had the answer she didn't want.
Right.
And that's very common with what we've seen with Mara Healey. We've seen the recent thing where she said she reported the SNAP fraud cases to the federal government, and of course the U.S. attorney saying you all did not do your job in screening people who were getting these SNAP, and you should have been able to pick that up right up front. So and we've seen, you know, the gas pipeline. She said she didn't say that she stopped it, and then in fact they have a quote where she did. So when it comes to a situation like we're dealing with right now, all I could expect coming out of Mara Healey is something that's going to go through her political filter as a statement, if in fact she makes a statement about what happened to that professor.
We have Tom Hodge, of course. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here on Conway Street, right off Route 18 in the city of New Bedford. Come on down. We'll be here till noon. Tom, the Republican candidates, three of them that are seeking the nomination to run against her, is there an opportunity for them to highlight this situation and just prove, once again, another area of total incompetence by the governor?
Well, I think certainly they're paying very close attention to everything with regards to what Mara Healey isn't doing, which is, I think, why they all got in the race, because they saw that there was so much more that could be done for Massachusetts. And we have a governor who's more interested in her politics and her sort of woke ideology and imposing that on the people of Massachusetts than doing her job and
right.
And making the tough decisions around, you know, taxes, energy issues, all of these things. And so I think, yeah, you're probably going to hear, I would expect, the press are going to be reaching out to all three of these candidates and saying, you know, what do you feel Mara Healey should be doing or hasn't done so far in regards to this?
508-996-0500 so I can get on the program. It's not cold today, but it's certainly, I think it's going to get colder tomorrow, maybe even tonight. You got to winterize your automobile. I would recommend Mack Auto Sales. It's a family-owned business right in the city of New Bedford, right here down the south end on Rivet Street. Mack Auto Sales repairs all makes and models of automobiles, just like the one you're driving right now. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming winter weather, call and make an appointment at Mack Auto Sales and Repair, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You're driving a foreign car? That's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Make sure you mention WBSM. They'll give you a break on the bill. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. More from Honeydew Donuts in the South End of New Bedford.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back. It's a beautiful day if you're a duck. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts in New Bedford, right in the South End, Conway Street, right off Route 18. Come by. It's a good day to get a Red Bull, maybe a hot coffee. Why not both? Donuts, muffins. They got great sandwiches. I've had all of the above already.
Cinnamon sticks.
What else does Hank Turgeon like? He's a police officer. He knows all the desserts.
Once in a while, I get a little fruity.
I did a bunch of cinnamon sticks, Chris. And once in a while, I get a little fruity, and I go with the raspberry.
Raspberry.
Nothing wrong with me being a little fruity in my retirement. That's the reason why I went to the Republican Party, Chris.
That's true.
A little fruity.
You know, for 78 years, a great American business, Carter's Clothing, family-owned. You can literally see the owners when you go to Carter's Clothing. Where else can you look a man in the eye when you buy something from him today? South Coast has been going to Carter's Clothing for 78 years. Why? Because they trust them. It's our one-stop shop for clothing and footwear. And this Christmas, right now, they're making gift-giving even easier. Carter's Clothing has the best prices on top brands such as Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. Go in and find out for yourself. They've got unique products, really special New Bedford-style products. Find something for everyone with over 75 styles of boots, cozy flannels, hoodies, and jackets and vests, perfect for winter weather. Free parking is available at both the New Bedford and the Fall River locations. Gift cards are available in any denomination. Shop small, shop local this Christmas with Carter's Clothing. Visit them online at cartersma.com. We have, of course, Tom Hodgson and Hank Turgeon here. Hank, you have transitioned from public service to private service. You work for a private company to deal with mass shooters, right? How is the private sector safer than even the public school kids? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, without a doubt I do.
Go ahead.
Not just that, but the companies that are doing it, they pride themselves on keeping everyone safe.
Their employees.
Yeah, which you would think that's what the superintendent would be priding himself on, is keeping his employees and his children in the school safe. Unfortunately, he's not. The private sector will put the money that they need to make sure everyone's trained efficiently, to put all kinds of scenarios in front of you. The what ifs, like I said, they build you up for the what ifs. So we want to be prepared for the scenarios.
We have, of course, Hank works in the private sector. Tom Hodgson's here, as he usually is, at 11 o'clock on Fridays. Tom, in the public sector, because you were there for 25 years or more, it really is about the will, right? Isn't it really, as an administrator of a public budget, your priorities is what you spend the money on. So it really, it's about the will to do it, right, Tom?
Right. It's about priorities, It's your responsibility. You know, if you're an administrator, you have an obligation to set the agenda of what are the priorities, and then follow through and make sure that those things get done. We actually had a management accountability program that we started where we would measure 250 indicators every day on every shift.
Yep.
How many meals were served, how much overtime, how many fights inmate on officer. We measured that every single day so our managers in real time could look at those numbers over the course of months and say, wait a minute, I'm seeing an escalation in we would see it, you know, because we would have all the managers come to a meeting. And what we would do is we'd pick three managers. It could be maintenance. It could be somebody running the Dartmouth facility and one other person doing programs. And they were responsible. They were studying for 24 hours ahead of time before they came to that meeting, because we'd only give them 24 hours notice to let them know they were going to be presenting to in front of all the management team. So then they would see these things, and we would as well. And if somebody's overtime seemed like it was going down, or there were less incidents or some improved area, we'd make sure that that person was commended in front of all the other managers. But we'd also, if somebody, we started to see an escalation in something, we'd say, okay, we noticed that there's, for example, overtime. Let's just say overtime. That your overtime's increased over the last 4 months. Are you aware of it, number one? Number two, what are you doing about it? So it has to be a purpose. There has to be some level of accountability, and then following through to make sure that things are running efficiently in the way that they should.
We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts on Conway Street, right off Route 18, one of Walter Moniz's stores. Great place. Come on down. We'll be here till noon. We're taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. Go ahead, caller. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Doing good. We're just out here deer hunting with the rain. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Nice.
Just a question. You know, like you give blood, they give you a receipt. You can go to Domino's, get a pizza. If you turn in your gun, they give you a thing. You can go to get a pizza.
Oh, yeah, the gun buyback stuff.
How come they can't have these kids in New Brunswick turn in your scooter and give them a pizza?
That's not a bad idea. A scooter turn-in program.
And they live off the EBT. And they're not kids anymore on these scooters.
No, they're like 35 years old. I know. They really are. Well, the guys on the ATVs, yeah. Turn in your ATV, we'll give you a pizza. I like that.
Yeah, turn in your... Hey, I ride an ATV. I live in Dartmouth. And I guess you don't like that in Westport. We drive our ATVs to go hunting. We go down the road. We're not ripping up the street. We're not causing nothing.
No.
It's like it's sickening. And like a lot of my people I know, very elderly, they say if a scooter ever got in front of them, they'll run them over because they're not drinking. They're not high on marijuana. You know what I mean?
Like, I do. They can get away with it, you're saying? Hank, you remember the good old days you could bump the back tire, right?
Yeah.
Hank, do you remember the good old days you could bump the back tire of the motorcycles on the street? The
maybe dirt bikes? It's a senior moment for me, or slightly beginning of Alzheimer's, but no, we've never, ever made contact with another vehicle during a... So we don't have PIP policies or anything like that here in the area. So that was not allowed, Chris McCarthy.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you that it was not allowed, Chris McCarthy.
They're harassing. This is goes to the police officer, whatever his name is. Them scooters are harassing elderly people. And somebody's going to put their foot down before you get vigilante justice. Because I'm sick of it. I'd rather be out here in the pouring rain hunting a deer. Then you want to send me into the city of New Bedford? I'll line them up for you right on the ground. It's not that hard. I'm not saying shoot them. I'll just tell them get on the ground, lay in the puddle, and do what you got to do. I understand that New Bedford Police Force is under budget. They're under school. But they got to start. Don't be nice to these people. They're no good. The older people are taking the hit, and the cops are getting laughed at, or police officers. They're getting laughed because they're their buddies. They know where they live. They're on Facebook with each other. It's time to get down to the nitty-gritty and solve the problem of the scooters and the crime in the city of New Bedford.
Thank you for the call, my friend. I hope you get a deer. I really do. Hank Turgeon, you once told me a story that you were chasing someone or in pursuit of someone on a dirt bike on the streets, and there was a girl on the back of the bike videotaping it.
Yes. up by Walter Meneses' other new spot near Paraffas.
Okay.
Some units were involved, and, you know, pursuits are allowed a lot more back then. They were allowed. And this girl was videotaping us, either whatever, a Snapchat, Instagram, while we were chasing her, and then they call it off. And to them, it's a big joke. There has to be that command decision that sometimes...
Bump the back tire.
No, or maybe you block them in if you have the opportunity, but they don't follow rules. In any form of criminal activity, they don't follow rules. We have to follow rules, and they know it. And the more that they know, oh, New Bedford won't chase us.
Right.
Let's go out 30 of us, surround cars, kick civilians' cars. No one's going to stop us. So they get away with it. Now, I know there's a current plan in place asking neighborhoods to call and dime people out in it, but we still can't go into their garages without a search warrant now. The process has gotten so difficult, similar to every other law out there. Gun laws, they make it easier for the criminals, harder for the cops. Go sit in Third District Court and listen to some of the procedures sometime, how they make it more anti-law enforcement and more for the criminals. I don't know where going with it, but I am going to go real quick, Chris, back to when you asked the sheriff about the governor's race.
Yeah.
I can tell you that if you look at the platforms that the three Republican governor candidates are running on, what Jesse St. Gelais, Sean Oliver, now Leo Choquette, all of their platforms start with public safety.
Right.
The Democrat Party isn't doing that. So one of the reasons why I left unenrolled and went to Republicans, because they stand for public safety. And if we can get that foundation done in our cities, our towns, then things will start to come back to normal. So public safety has to be on any candidate's top of their priority list.
Were you surprised that Leo Choquette flipped to the Republican Party?
Oh, boy, was I surprised. Came as a shock, Chris, because, you know, I know he was such a staunch Democrat. I never, ever could have foreseen him leaving the Democrat Party.
Cost you.
Yeah, it did. It cost me, like, some of my serious, like, beliefs in when people say...
Not just that.
Some people say, oh, I'm going to stand firm, but Leo recognized the value of coming to the Republican Party. He was running into a dead end on the Democrat side.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts on Conway Street in the South End. Come on by. Welcome back. It's a great day. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts on Conway Street, right off Route 18, one of Walter Meneses' stores here in New Bedford. He's got two of them. He's got another one up the North End. We have, of course, Tom Hodgson. We have Hank Turgeon with us. And you gentlemen, Tom, are you done with your Christmas shopping yet?
I'm not only done, I've got everything wrapped.
Really?
Yes.
Hank Turgeon, what about you? Are you done with your Christmas? I know your son Nick is home from the Air Force.
And I will tell you that my wife and my son Nick are finishing my shopping right now as we speak.
Really great to have Nick home. I got an opportunity to speak with him yesterday. He's having a great time in the Air Force, defending our country.
Him and my son. And I want to tell you...
Your other son's in the Army, too.
Another great thing from the Trump administration, my son received his bonus check for being active military. Trump gave all active members and the... Not the National Guard, unfortunately, but the reserves. All got a nice big bonus today in their checks.
1776, right?
Yes.
That came to the Turgeon home.
Yes.
That's great. Tom... Awesome.
Well deserved.
You've made an endorsement in the governor's race?
Yes, I have, and proudly.
Proudly endorsing Mike Minogue.
Yeah, and the other two guys are great guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to tell you, the experience that Mike Minogue brings is unbelievable, and exactly what I believe Massachusetts needs at this point. You know, he's a former Army Ranger,
yep.
Bronze Star recipient.
West Point graduate.
West Point grad, started Ambium. He's done an amazing...
I want everyone out there to have a great weekend. I think I'll be back on Monday. God willing, I'll be back on Monday.